the continuing battle to get the food industry to make labelling understandable and have a simple system that we consumers can recognise when we want to see how healthy a food is before we throw it into the supermarket trolley. This is a story that our newest recruit to the ABC's health team has been writing about this week, Olivia Willis, our very own online health reporter. Welcome, Olivia, and welcome to the job.
Thanks, Norman.
What is this health star rating that we're going to be talking about?
Okay, so the health star rating is basically the labelling that we see on the front of food products in the supermarket.
It's voluntary rather than compulsory.
It is, so they're not on all products. And it's essentially designed to give you a kind of at-a-glance overall rating in terms of health of that particular food.
And how do they come about the rating, and who does the rating system?
It's essentially a nutritional composition. So each kind of product starts with like a baseline level, and then they kind of gain points for what they call kind of the good nutrients, healthy nutrients, things like fiber and protein, and they lose points for risk nutrients.
Or like fat and sugar.
Exactly, fat, sugar, salt.
Now, the assumption is that the rating is about what's in the packet.
That's right.
Or the tin.
That's right.
But it's not.
Well, it's designed to be, but there is a loophole with that. And that's kind of why it's been in the news this week. So there's a rule called the as prepared rule, which basically means that the rating can be based on how the manufacturer, I guess, wants you to consume the product or how it's designed to be consumed. So the case that we've been seeing is Milo. Milo has a 4.5 out of 5 star rating.
Pretty good. Keeps all Milo fans happy.
Exactly. It keeps Milo fans happy. I'm not sure it's quite accurate. Milo's about 50% sugar. The reason that it does have the rating is because Nestle, the products company, says that it's designed to be eaten, you know, 3 teaspoons with 200 mils of skim milk, which is not how most people I know
so
eat Milo.
Piss weak with thin milk.
Exactly.
So what are the proposals then for change? Because this is under review. I mean, should we say that the Food and Grocery Council is the bad guy in this, and they have been all along. They don't want any sort of rating system at all. They like the stuff at the back of the packet you don't understand. They resisted the traffic light system that the UK's got, which is pretty straightforward. And now, I mean, the allegation, I think, from Ali Jones at the George Institute is that they're putting delaying tactics even to the health star rating.
That's right. She's saying that the government should be pressing ahead with changing this rule. Like, there's a number of loopholes within the broader health star rating system, but they, experts at kind of the George Institute, think, well, this is one that we can actually do quite a quick fix. This is a really simple loophole to take out. And it doesn't actually affect that many products. But for the ones that it does, they're kind of making the case that by having just a handful of products that are like that, it undermines confidence in the whole system.
But we are talking about processed food here. It could be quite a few.
That's right. It does affect a few. But I would say probably one of the more concerning aspects is that there's no separation between added sugars and natural sugars. So
the
rating doesn't distinguish between those two.
So they can be throwing in table sugar and it could be, say, fruit in there which has got sugar in it, and there's no differentiation.
That's right. Or products that are really high in added sugar are getting away by manufacturers kind of reconfiguring, you know, the ingredients that are in something. So they add in something like fiber, so they boost their rating. But then, you know, dairy products which have naturally occurring lactose, they get a low rating.
So the solution here is take away the as prepared rule.
I think that's definitely one of the main priorities. The other priority, I would say, is the added sugar kind of loophole.
And so what are we to take away from it? I mean, you had some advice in your online article this week. What are we to take away from this? What are we to do as consumers?
I would say that, in some instances, it's a good rating. If you're comparing products within the same category, so if you're kind of going to compare a yogurt to another yogurt, it might be okay. In that case, that's how it's designed. To do it across the supermarket, you know, picking up a snack in one aisle and something else in another aisle that's completely different, that's in some cases not going to work because it's not how it's designed. But I would still be looking at the nutritional panel on the back if you want to know
common sense prevails. Milo, if you take it, enjoy it, but don't convince yourself it's healthy.
That's right. It's the same as muesli bars. They're packed full of sugar.
And avoid wishful thinking. Olivia, thank you.
Thanks, Norman.
Olivia Willis, who is our new online health reporter, and you can find out more about our health coverage by going to the news website and, of course, RN as well. And you're listening to the Health Report here on RN, ABC News and CBC Radio across Canada. I'm Norman Swan.